if you're a fan of Michael Jackson, make some noise!
50,000 people packed into Cardiff's Millennium Stadium as Michael Jackson's family, friends and fans celebrated his contribution to music. The tribute concert, which was attended by his children, went ahead despite a family rift.
We're very happy to be here on this special night to honour our father.
Some of the Jacksons are unhappy that it coincided with the involuntary manslaughter trial of Dr. Conrad Murray in LA. Michael's brothers, Tito, Marlon and Jackie, defended the decision to go ahead with the gig.
We have a large family, and half of them are in court supporting the trial, and the other half is here supporting the celebration.
Everybody grieves totally different, so they have elected to not to partake in this, and so we respect their decision, and we wanted to do this not only for Michael, but for our mom, and it's the positive side of everything, so it makes me feel good inside.
Just hold my name.
Leona Lewis, Christina Aguilera and CeeLo Green took to the stage, as did LaToya Jackson, who performed in public for the first time in 20 years.
I didn't know if I wanted to do it or not, then I said, I have to do it for him. And so I said, you know, whether you want to or not, do it for him. And that's what I did.
Motown stars Smokey Robinson and Gladys Knight were there at the beginning of Jackson's career and reflected on his legacy.
He's going to live on forever. Because of the contributions, he's changed the music industry completely. Nobody's ever done that in life. I mean, you know, we got greats out there and greats out there, but then Michael Jackson.
When you look at any of the, especially the younger generation of entertainers, they're all mimicking Michael Jackson in some form or fashion, with the dancers behind them, and they're doing the dance steps with the dancers and so on. And so he had a great impact.
Michael Jackson entertained the world for over 40 years, and last night's show proves that even though he's no longer here, his music can still pull in the crowds. Jane Witherspoon, Sky News.